What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. I'm here with Allie Brooke. You know her from Fifth Harmony. She's my best friend in the world. Hello.
Hey, what's up, BFF?
Hold BFF, this place is amazing. We're here with the homeless pimp. Listen to me, Allie. First of all, I've been at the front row of all your concerts.
Oh, okay? My gosh. Wow.
You've had me removed several times by security.
Familiar. Yeah. You know what? You did look familiar. Now it's all coming together. Huh, you're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Security.
I'm the guy. And so here's what we want. Okay. You're on the Chrissy Chaos podcast. Shout out.
Shout out Chrissy Chaos.
And by the way, I know that we're doing the Chrissy Chaos podcast live from the set of the Allie Brooke show. I'm going to steal your sign. Here's what's going to happen is I'm going to steal your sign. Me and Pimp's going to hold the people on your staff at gunpoint, and we're going to steal your sign, and we're going to put the Allie Brooke show as the new Chrissy Chaos logo in our studio. It's now every Tuesday. It's going to be Chrissy Chaos live from the Allie Brooke show sign.
There you go. Just
so
pay me some rent. I'm just
listen. I'll pay you rent, whatever you want. Here's the thing. We have you on the show.
I'm really bad at comebacks. You need to teach me. I'm so bad at comebacks.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Whatever. Here's the thing.
From now on,
Allie, anybody tweet something negative at you, you send that shit right to me.
Okay. And then you could tweet for me.
And we're going to write comebacks
Dude, I'm ready.
Like, be prepared to get arrested. People's families are going to sue you.
No,
I'm
going to
ruin people's lives with my comebacks. Okay. Too much.
I'm just kidding.
I want to know. Okay. First of all, there's two questions I want to know.
Okay.
One, if there was to be a movie made about your life, who would play you?
Oh my gosh.
Who would play you?
Okay. Let's just say who I would want
who
to
would
play
want
me.
To play you.
It would be awesome if, like, you know, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Or like,
let's talk about people we
Shakira.
Can afford.
Let's see. Can my mom play the older version of me?
Yes.
That would be kind of cool, right?
Yes, your mom.
We can afford her. She's free.
Mom can play the older version of you. And second question is, could I be in the movie? And what position? You're right. Okay. Could I be in the movie? And what character could I play?
Oh, this is a good one. Oh, okay. Well, yes, you can totally be in the movie. And, ooh, you should play, like, one of the crazy producers that I worked with.
Yes, one of the crazy producers, right, that you'll throw in jail one day. That'll eventually be fired.
Oh.
I'm Lou Pearlman.
Actually, that basically happened. There was, not funny, but there was somebody that I worked with. I talked about it.
Talked about it publicly
media,
already.
Publicly and
so
all
let's
that.
Do it.
But there was somebody who was super inappropriate with me. In the group,
mm-hmm.
He was from another label, and I went to him for advice because the group was going through a lot of crap, and I was trying to save the group, and just I needed help really.
Yeah.
And he took advantage of that, and he was super inappropriate, and he like invited me to his hotel room. He gave me a thong first time that I met him, and
who gives a thong?
Exactly. But yeah, and I was super uncomfortable. It was like my
do you
first
still
time.
Have it?
No, of course not. Oh my gosh.
Can I have
but
it?
He, oh. But he is no longer.
Yeah, let's throw his ass in jail.
Hashtag justice.
I want you to die of COVID.
No, oh my
oh,
God,
sorry.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. We get a little crazy here.
More like justice.
Oh, Pimp's got a question.
What is the nature of the relationship between a pop star and a producer?
Ooh.
Because by the way, let me just say, Homeless Pimp, really big music fan.
Oh.
Yes. Pimp,
love
just
you.
Know Homeless Pimp has probably truthfully been in the front row of Fifth Harmony concerts breathing heavily. So just
that's true.
He's a
big lot of
guy.
People
he,
have been.
Look,
it's all good.
And look at how cute you guys are. You're in corduroy. He's in corduroys.
Oh,
yes.
Snap.
Switch.
Come on,
twinsies. Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back on the road doing stand-up. Go to chrisdcomedy.com. Check the website. See if your city's on there. We got a lot of shows sold out. We're adding a lot of shows. I appreciate the fan support so much. That's chrisdcomedy.com.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. So good question, Pim.
Oh, what did you ask again? I'm sorry.
What is the relationship of a producer and a pop star?
So a producer helps to provide music for an artist. So basically they make the beat. Basically they just make the beat.
They make the beat.
Yeah.
And then you come in and you just sing it.
I sing it. I'll get together with another songwriter. We'll write together or they'll already have a song created and we get in and bam.
Have you ever met Justin Bieber?
Actually, yes, I have.
What?
Yes. So Ah, okay. So we were at, I think it was his release party for his, it was in New York City. It was at some bowling alley place. And I'm pretty
sure. He would have his release party at a bowling alley.
Right? And so it was after some party or it was for, anyways, we were there and he was so nice. He was so chill. He was, I think he said like, oh, yo, just enjoy yourself. Hey, don't listen to the outside noise. Like, you be yourself, you live your life. And I was
feel like that's one of his
really
songs.
Cool. It very well could be one of his songs. Yeah. Basically, yeah, his song.
Wow,
needs to
you
come
met
to
the
life.
Biebs.
The Biebs. He was so nice.
He like, one time he came in to Caroline's Comedy Club in Manhattan. He sat all the way in the back. I forgot who he was dating at the time. Who was Justin Bieber dating like 8 years ago?
8 years.
Everybody.
Maybe it was Selena Gomez. I think it was Bieber and Selena Gomez. They came in to the show, and the owner of the club, Caroline herself, said, hey, Justin Bieber's coming in. Nobody mentioned that Justin Bieber's in the crowd. He's like, wants to be inconspicuous in the back. And then the very first comedian that goes on stage, shout out Mark Normand, if you don't know him, he comes on stage, and he goes, hey, everybody, hope you're having a good day. He goes, the Biebs is here.
Oh, my
in the back.
Gosh.
Literally get up, his security, just walk out, wave of people. And I was like, damn it. He did like 3 minutes on stage.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I performed to pretty much Justin Bieber's security guard. And I lost my chance at being Justin Bieber's next girlfriend.
Man.
I lost it. I could have been with the Biebs.
Well, she actually talked to the Biebs. Now, is he a little ADHD? Is he twitchy? How does he do so much?
Yeah, how does he do so much?
What do you mean?
Like, when you talk to Justin Bieber, do you feel... Let me ask you an honest question with how much successful Justin Bieber is and how, you know, beautiful of a person he is and how many good things that he does. Do you think he was made in a lab by Elon Musk, yes or no?
He's made... What?
Was he made in a lab? Was Justin Bieber made in a lab or is he an actual real human being?
Pretty sure. I think he's a real human being.
We're going to see, because I'm going to get my hands on Justin Bieber and see if he bleeds oil.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding. Dude, here's the thing.
Okay. It's funny you say that because we threw out to the fans questions for you, and we got a lot of people asking if Fifth Harmony was a social experiment. Can you just
a
let them know?
Experiment?
Wow. Yeah, that's what my
what
fans want to know. If it's a social
it's a
experiment.
It's a social experiment? What does that mean?
What you mean like was it, like was Fifth Harmony
like
a thing? Like
oh, like what, an experiment.
Yeah, well, what
I guess
guys...
was it orchestrated by the government to seduce the masses.
I thought you meant like was it made by the guy who made Facebook?
I will say it was a manufactured girl group, yes, and definitely was an experiment that took off.
So where did they find you? Where did they find Allie?
They found me in Austin, Texas. Auditioning, yep, right over there. So I auditioned online first, and a lot of people don't know this. I auditioned with a rendition of Beautiful by Christina Aguilera. Mixed with
Christina Aguilera from Staten Island.
Oh, really?
Which is where all the dirtbag Italians live in New York now.
Oh, my gosh. You are crazy.
No, it's true. It's true. Christina Aguilera is like pride. I think she reps Pittsburgh, but she was born in a hospital in Staten Island. And once you're born in Staten Island like I was, you can never get the stink off you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you smell nice. So
you really
worry.
Think I do?
You smell
I appreciate
lovely.
That. Thank you.
You're welcome. So for that, yeah.
I was just vaccinated.
It was. There you go. Yes. Yes, my friend. Yes. So, sorry,
it's always good when your staff. I could just already tell the first 5 minutes of this podcast, all your staff is just have their heads down and are shaking their head. So that's always a good sign. That's always a good sign for the Chrissy Chaos app.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, Pip's love. Yeah.
I keep thinking you're saying Pitbull, like Pitbull.
Not Pitbull,
but we did a song with him. Fifth Harmony.
What?
Por favor, wait. I can sing it. I think the fans are gonna go crazy if I sing it. Okay. What was it? Da 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 da. Por favor, por favor. Da 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 da. Por favor. Wow, I forgot the lyrics except that.
Dame más gasolina.
Hey! Oh, shout out to Daddy Yankee. Actually, I was just in the studio with the producers who did that.
Yes.
Which is Looney Tunes.
Yes.
How ironic.
That's
Yay!
Amazing. I'm. My girlfriend. I caught her sending DMs to Daddy Yankee, so it's appreciated.
Who doesn't live?
Wait a minute, now
you actually
forget your lyrics. I've always wondered.
Yes, good question.
Ironically, well, some Fifth Harmony songs, usually some songs totally stay with me, like obviously are hits and stuff, but some of the like album songs don't really stick. They have to come back, like Por Favor. Actually, I don't think that was even on our album. That was on Pitt's album, I believe. Anyways, what were we? Oh, okay. So I auditioned for X Factor. I auditioned with a cover of Beautiful by Christina Aguilera and Lovin' You.
Did you stood online you just stood online with your family. Nobody knew who you were. You didn't get like a private audition.
So basically what happened was it was an online audition. So it was the audition before the in-person audition.
Got it.
So I basically did that. And it was funny because it was Simon asking you questions, but it was like a pre-made video of like, why do you have the X Factor? You know, those like cheesy questions.
I'd love to have his tits.
What? Oh my God.
You like his, yeah?
You're correct. Sorry,
we can edit that out. Anything that bombs with a with heads up, I'm like, we're going to edit that out.
No, you're fine.
We'll put it at patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
That is hilarious. Oh my God. So yeah, then I made it to the online round and then I made it to the real round in Austin. And then I made it.
How far did you get in X Factor?
So I got all the way to boot camp until I got cut. I was told, I'm sorry, you have to go home. I was crying like a baby. I had snot and just tears all over my face. When I cry really hard, my nose gets red. Or actually, when I cry at all, my nose gets red. And
my dad's nose gets
that.
Red, but he's an alcoholic. So
I'm sorry. Oh,
it's all right.
Gosh.
He's fine. It's fine.
There's some people for that.
Yeah.
If you need help, I got you.
Okay. That'd be great to have my dad drunk on the podcast with you.
No.
That's what I'd love to see.
I mean, with you know, help with therapists. Okay. Anyways.
Sure. BetterHelp.com. Promo code chaos.
Yes. BetterHelp. We do appreciate BetterHelp.
Yes.
What was I saying?
We were saying, okay, so
I'm sorry.
So
I lose my train of thought.
You get to the Barry's boot camp round.
Barry's
and then,
boot camp. I'm sorry,
it's okay. I just did the class today. Ass and abs. Yes, shout out, Michael. You were fantastic.
So I go. I get cut. My whole just heart is just completely broken. I call my parents. I'm like, I'm going home. I didn't make it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And just totally like, what am I going to do, God? And then bam, they're like, actually, we need to see the following people back. And I was one of the people. And they brought us on stage and Fifth Harmony was born.
Wow. So Fifth Harmony was born out of X Factor.
Yep.
Wow. So, but all you girls were individually on the show.
Exactly.
And then whose idea was it to come up with the brand Fifth Harmony?
So I guess the judges, so Simon and the judges. And
they were like, let's make a band.
Yeah. They put us all together on stage and they're like, you as you are going through the next round. And then we were like, oh my gosh, there's this video of me on YouTube on the show. I jumped so high in my like 6-inch heels. I was just crying. I did an ugly face. It was like I got a second chance at my dreams. And I was in a girl group, which was totally not my plan ever. But it was an incredible just shot. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to take this. This could be a blessing. And I remember my mom, like once I processed and the cameras stopped rolling, you know, it was crazy. Simon told me off camera, offline, he said, Allie, you are the glue that holds this group together. And he was so right, Chris. You have no idea what I had to go through.
Speak.
I was the mom. I was that glue.
You were
I'll
that glue. No,
it.
Girl. Yes.
The fans
shout out Elmer's.
Now there was only 4 members, correct? Of Fifth Harmony. There was 5 then 4. Now, do you feel at all for the K-pop bands where there's almost like 40 people on stage?
Do I? Oh my gosh.
Pimp is dying inside that he's talking to you right now.
I love it. Interviewing a pop star. This is great.
He's losing his mind right now off camera.
This is sick.
He loves it.
You know what? I think there's different experiences for each group. I think some groups are probably super close and tight-knit and really like a strong unit. And then some groups, it's, you know, it's tougher. So it's kind of like you just never, you know what you're going to get, but just hope for the best. But it is so hard being in a group.
No, let me ask you this. What percent out of all the girls in the band, who is most likely to one day date Pete Davidson?
I can't answer that.
Because probably did already. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. You can keep that in.
No, Pete's a friend. I've known Pete since he's 6. I knew Pete Davidson when he was 16 years old. Speaking of bowling alleys, one of the first comedy shows I ever did was at this place called the Looney Bin out on Staten Island. It was a bowling alley, and the show was me and Pete Davidson.
No way. That's crazy.
Absolutely. And now Pete Davidson is who he is, and I drive a Honda. So.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Honda.
Shout out Honda. Shout out Japan. Go ahead, Pimp.
So I work for a lot of like young musicians What advice?
He works for Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh Jesus! What advice would you have to like a young girl who wants to be you about how there is a dark side to fame?
Ooh,
oh,
good question.
Man, that's a great
deep
question.
God,
that's a great
a genius.
One. Man, ooh, I would say, if you want to choose this path, just keep your eyes and ears open, and man, I mean, really just keep your eyes and ears open, protect yourself, speak up for yourself. If you can't speak up for yourself, have someone speak up for you, and really be alert and make sure that this is what you really want to do, because, you know, any industry is challenging, but especially the entertainment industry, it comes with so many pitfalls and so many crazy, you know, people in power who tell you what to do, who tell you who to be, who tell you who you are, who will break your confidence, all these things. And you have to have a thick skin and just make sure that you're grounded in who you are. Don't forget that and persevere through. I think that's probably the best piece of advice that I could give. I would give that to myself, is just be on alert and speak up when you can and kill it. Like, don't let anybody change you, because people have tried to change me many times. Mm-hmm. And I have lost my identity. The light was out of me. And, you know, now I've finally, like, I think you're always learning and growing, but I finally am confident in who I am.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm owning it. And I am myself, and I want to teach other girls and other people to be themselves and to own it.
Yes. And that applies to anything in life, not just entertainment. Like, you know, do not let anybody change you unless you mm-hmm. want to be changed. Like,
where are you going with this?
I didn't want any type of change or anything like that. And I resisted for so long, but now, because of the success of the show and the fans, thank you, we have finally booked that flight to Thailand, and it's going to be, we're going to come back different, but better.
Okay.
But different. And I just want to tell you,
you're going on a spiritual journey.
A spiritual journey. But the new me, I want to just ask you right here on the show. The new me, after my journey from Thailand and my, you know, 6 months of recovery, can I
I'm gonna kill you.
Come back.
I'm gonna kill you.
And maybe audition for Fifth Harmony.
You know what? You may be able to, but I'm not sure we'll be around. So we shall see.
Okay.
Shall see.
Now let me ask you this. You traveled all over the world, I'd imagine, right? Doing arenas, everything. A lot of people, truthfully, think that life is glamorous, being an actor, a big pop star as yourself. And those things are fantastic and beautiful. And I'm sure you were pinching yourself. Like, I can't believe I'm performing for 25, 30,000 people, whatever it may be, even more. But being away from home, being on the road, there's a loneliness feeling to that, right? Like,
yes.
Even though you're around all these people, at times you can't help but feel alone.
Oh, for sure. And especially when you don't feel like, I didn't feel safe a lot of the times with the people around me and the team. And that, like, makes it a whole another level of just darkness and pain.
Sure.
And, that part's really, really tough, especially because I'm already so close to my family. We're tight-knit, you know, we're a big old Hispanic, you know, Mexican family, so we're very close. I pride myself. Every interview I can, I say this. I talk to my parents every day, whether it's text or call. And so obviously being away is really hard. And sometimes, yes, you have those moments, especially now, like now that I'm on my own solo, it's a new place in my life. When I'm away doing what I love, it is amazing because I get to enjoy it. I get to be the type of artist that I've always wanted to be, sing the songs that I've wanted to sing and look the way I want to look and be part of collaborations, etc., that make me passionate, that I'm passionate about. And sometimes it's just amazing. You enjoy every minute. But then there are those moments where you're like, I just want to go home. You know, I miss my cousins.
Right.
In fact,
Mi primos.
Mi primos. There you go. Yes. He's got it.
Name Chris.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano, mi hermana. Mi cabeza. Mi corazón.
There you go. Yeah, your heart. Exactly. My family is my
pregunta,
heart. Good job.
Pregunta.
What's your question?
Ali. Okay. Mexico.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna kill you.
Mi Mi pinguina.
You know what? He's trying. He's trying, guys. He's yes, trying.
And that's
okay?
what it's about. It's just trying. Giving you all. Can I ask you a question? Your next song that comes out.
My next song.
Your next song that comes out. If you do a music video, can I be in the music video? If you say yes on camera, it's just legally binding.
It's
so
legally binding. I better watch out. Yeah.
Yes. We're going to be in the music video,
that.
Pimp.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to do it. We're going to fly out to Fiesta, sure. Texas.
Fiesta, Texas. Yeah. Yes. Wait, you just gave me a great idea.
This is what we're talking about today. Freaking magic spoon. Okay. I legitimately buy this myself. I'm telling you, it's like, yeah, they pay me to do the ads, but I'm hooked. At first, I had never tried it before. And then they sent it to me. They're like, oh, do you want to do this on my podcast? I was like, what's magic spoon? What do you get? High eating cereal? They were like, no, it's healthy cereal. And I've been eating it. This one, what's this one? Oh, frosted. Yeah, it's frosted because I come in the bags. That's why it's frosted, because it's unbelievable. First of all, it's keto friendly, okay? It's got 14 grams of protein. I'm getting jacked from eating cereal. It's got no net carbs, almost no sugar, 4 net carbs, no sugar, only 140 calories in a bowl. I eat it with almond milk. You can eat it with regular cow's milk. You can eat it with freaking giraffe milk. I don't care. But I'm telling you, it's one of the best cereals I've ever had. I have all the flavors. The cinnamon flavor, it's the best thing I've ever had. And you're going to get a discount. All you got to do is go to magicspoon.com/chaos and put in the promo code chaos, and you're going to get $5 off your first order. Okay, magicspoon.com/chaos, put in the promo code chaos. It's the best cereal I've ever had. I haven't bought cereal in about 6 months now because I just eat Magic Spoon. Okay, yesterday was Vinny's baby shower. And everyone was like, oh, what was the gift that I gave Vin for having my second child? And I said, I got her a year subscription to Magic Spoon. What else do you think I'm going to get her? MagicSpoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. $5 off your first order. Go get it. Today's episode's brought to you by Manscaped. Okay, everybody likes their balls nice and clean, nice and shaved. Especially for summer, you want nice, smooth balls. So I'm telling you, the best waist grooming product is Manscaped. I have it. I have the lawnmower. I got the ball gel. It's honestly, I mean, my nuts are, they're so fantastically fresh. It's unbelievable, okay? So let me tell you something. So manscaped.com, they got a new thing out. It's called the Ultra Smooth Package. It's a specialized groin shaving kit to help you buff, protect, and smooth your most sensitive areas, aka your dick and balls. I'm talking about the new Crop Shaver, Crop Exfoliator, and Crop Gel. It's time to crop that bush off yours and get right to the roots with a discount just for you. 20% off your first order plus free shipping. So listen to me, 20% off your first order plus free shipping to get your nuts nice and smooth and smelling fresh. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com/chaos. That's manscaped.com/chaos, and your nuts are going to thank you. Okay, so 20% off plus free shipping. Go to manscaped.com/chaos. That's 20% off plus free shipping. manscaped.com/chaos. Smooth it out, fellas, with Manscaped. Your balls are going to thank you. It's time to get up close and personal with the best tools for the job. Get that Ultra Smooth Package. Shave your nuts. Shave your asshole. Whatever you guys want to do, just go to manscaped.com. Promo code chaos. 20% off the first order plus free shipping. It's a great gift for anyone. You can shave your vagina with it too. I'm telling you, you can. And if you just went post-op and you have a brand new penis, shave your brand new post-op penis with Manscaped. manscaped.com/chaos.
Hometown Shout out meeting. To my San Antonio peeps. I want to have a video at Fiesta Texas. So
yes.
Good
let's
job,
do
Chris.
It. We'll do it at the Alamo.
Wait, let's?
What do you mean?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You mean like you're going to be part of the video?
Yes.
You
just said I could.
What time is it?
It's legally binding.
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to do it.
Yes, we're going to go to Fiesta, Texas. You're going to love it.
Here's the thing. Here's the plan. You ready for this?
You're going to love the beer there.
I'm going to love the beer. We're going to go to
Margarita.
We're going to do the music video. It's going to be great. I'm going to have a Davy Crockett thing on my head, like from the Remember the Alamo, because San Antonio, God. Texas. And I'm going to have Spurs.
Go Spurs. Go. Yes. I sang at the game.
Yes.
The opening night
at
for
the
fans.
I've always had a closeness to the Spurs because I have heel Spurs. I'm the San Antonio heel Spurs. And it's a foot issue. Spurs. So it's a kick.
What is that?
So heel spurs are when you get to be around my age, you build up a calcium deposit on your calcaneal bone, which is the backbone of your foot.
Okay.
So that's what I have. I have San Antonio heel spurs, and they're painful. But I
not sure that's the same thing, but sure.
Sure. Your fans know about heel spurs. So
what?
So, but what I want to do is I'll do the music video. We'll have a great time.
Yep.
And then, ready for this? Sleep over at your house with the parents. How about that? With the family, we get an air mattress. I sleep on the floor. Me, your dad, your mom, the hermanos, hermanas, we bond, tamales. Okay. We have a good freaking time. We crack a Corona. That's what we do.
Heck yeah. Yes. We do that already with my cousins. Sure,
absolutely. Then we go to Juarez. We take on the drug cartels.
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Why not?
I mean, yeah. So here's what I want to ask. I, as you know, have a dream to be a pop star. So what do you think are things that I need to become the pop star that I want to be?
Okay.
What do I need?
We're going to need to work on your voice. How's your voice?
Oh, say can you see?
Okay, you know
by what? By the dawn's early light, what's so proudly we hail?
Oh, a little.
I do it better on one knee. When twilight last gleaming. Okay. What do you think?
Is you it Dees? That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
For real.
In full honesty.
Dude, that legit. No, no, Allie, you don't understand. You legitimately just gave me so much confidence. Go ahead. What were you going to say next?
But thank God we got auto-tune.
Wow. So do you actually think, Allie, let me ask you a question. Is my voice, just what you heard, if I had a whole machine behind my desk, is it good enough with auto-tune to actually have a song like on the radio or still not?
Nowadays, probably.
Whatever, right?
Whatever. You know, at this point, hey, if you got a good song,
yeah,
you might be killing it.
Because in music, I'm sure it's the same as comedy. In music, it's not about, it's certainly in comedy, as we know, it's not always about the funniest person. There's a whole marketing
thing.
It's
so true.
And same thing with music, right? It's not about the best singer. The best singer doesn't always make it. It's a whole machine.
It's so true. Which I wish there's so many incredible singers out there. You see it on all these like different TV shows, and that's a whole nother episode to go over. I just think I'm going to just save that for another day.
Could you imagine you didn't show up to your X Factor audition? Like you instead, you know, like you just went to Arby's or something like that.
Arby's.
Like,
oh,
I'm gonna have curly Arby's fries and blow this off. Could you imagine you didn't go?
Man, no.
Thank God you went.
Thank God. Honestly, thank God. I was freaking nervous. I was more nervous than I'd ever been for anything. My dad said he just never saw me that nervous before, but I went up there and I did it, and it's crazy because by the way, I don't know if I shared this with you, but I didn't want to audition for X Factor. I told my mom no.
Wow.
Many times said no, mom. But my mom and dad, I'll never forget. Okay, so I'm homeschooled, you know. I loved hanging with my parents. And
sure.
Before that, I went to school and I had my friends. But my parents were like my best friends.
Sorry, I was just flexing my pecs.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Why were you homeschooled?
Because
I was homeschooled as well. So
because,
different.
Oh, you were.
Well, really awesome. Well, I was homeschooled because in sixth grade, I came out here with my parents to pursue a dream. So back and forth.
Oh,
that's
why,
for the career.
Yeah. Pimp was homeschooled because the teachers kept finding lists.
Lists?
So they thought it'd be better.
Wait, lists? What does that mean?
Whatever. We'll skip it.
Y'all got to teach sheltered, guys. I'm sheltered.
No,
it's
okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. So I think you'd enjoy this. So basically, I was so mad. I was like, Mom, no, I don't want to audition for X Factor.
Right.
I don't want to do it. You know, I'm scared. What if I fail? You know, all these things. And then, so my parents are going to Costco, and I used to love going to Costco with them. We knew them by names. We would get lunch at Costco.
I love it.
And it
this
was
is before you guys
rocking.
Had money. Because now it's like Costco, L.
No, we still go to Costco.
I'm kidding. I bought my car at Costco. Shout out Costco.
Yes, Costco. And so, man, it was just so funny because, like, I could have missed the audition of a lifetime because I wanted to go to Costco. And thank you, Mom, for encouraging me to audition. You're the best. I love you, and I owe my whole life to
you. I love you.
You.
I love
my
you, Mrs.
Dad.
Mrs. Brooks.
Hernandez.
Mrs. Brooks Hernandez. Mrs. Hernandez. I love you. I love you. Te amo.
She's going to appreciate that.
Yes.
So I just wanted to know, as a musician, I'm fascinated with people bombing on stage. Have you ever bombed?
Are you kidding me? Yes. I write about it in my book. So when I was trying to make it, I was 9 years old singing Dreaming of You by Selena because she's my favorite singer.
Oh, she's the best, Selena.
She is the best. And I love that you said that. It's awesome.
I love, seriously, I genuinely love her.
Wow. That's amazing. That always makes my heart like,
The movie was great.
Yes. And so I sang
Selena,
her song.
Selena, they keep singing with an S.
You remember,
Selena.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I love it. I used to do that, yeah.
And when people call me Ali Brooks, my like parents or whatever would say, that's so funny. It's like, Selena's Ali Brooks. It's
yes,
like,
you do have this. Yeah, you do. It's true, yeah.
I guess some people just like to add the S for, I don't know,
that's
emphasis.
Good.
So what were we talking about again?
Oh, we were saying.
Oh, bombing on stage.
Because comedians, it's very obvious when a comedian bombs because people just aren't laughing. It's like silence. But a musician, how do you know you're bombing then? Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when I was 9, I sang Selena's song and I cracked really bad.
What do you
started
mean cracked?
Like, you know how when your voice goes like, ah, like that, like, ah.
You're going through puberty.
Not the first thought, but okay. So, I mean, I was young.
It's hormones.
Well, yeah, I cracked and I was so embarrassed. I cried. I cried off stage and my sweet third grade teacher came and comforted me. That was tough. But, oh, well, I feel like for like bombing on stage for me is when like I forget a word or
Have you ever forgotten a word in an arena song with Fifth Harmony? You ever forgotten your part or like skipped, messed up your part?
Actually, yeah. I think, oh yeah, totally. The fans have like a video somewhere where I would slur it. I would just go like, I don't know, like,
you would slur it? You started yelling slurs out at a Fifth Harmony concert? Wow.
Whoa, oh, wait. No.
I'm kidding.
No. Oh, my God. I thought
now
you said.
Now I'm going to your show. No, I'm kidding.
I thought you said something else. Nope.
I'm kidding.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Got it. That would be hilarious.
Oh, my God. No. So I would slur my words. So I would basically do like my Fifth Harmony. Like, let's put an emotion. And I'm going to. Like that, like, let's put it in emotion. Emotion, I'll make it feel like I would do that.
Yeah.
And then people would just, they wouldn't care. The fans would still go crazy.
Well, because it's so interesting because here's the thing is I know that you appreciate it as all of us, you know, I appreciate what I do. And I'm sure like at your level doing it, but it does at some point, right? Just become like another day at the office where it's like, oh, I'm doing this arena for whatever thousand people. But it's like, I did that yesterday. I've been doing that for months.
Yeah.
Is that sometimes are you like on stage, like on autopilot, like accidentally? Cause like, you know, like I feel like even athletes, like I'm sure every game LeBron James is like, you know, sometimes he's like, I've done this 1,000 times already. Like, I don't feel like doing it today. You ever go through that?
Well, in some moments, I would say like in the group, yes, because there was just it was a lot going on in the group, so that was tough to always show up and just smile.
Sure.
That was hard. But on my own, like I freaking like I thrive. It's like this electricity. I become a different person. I love it. But actually, speaking of bombing, I know what you mean, because also there are moments for sure like when you're on stage and you feel like people aren't feeling it or they don't understand or they're not paying attention. That definitely is, it's not fun, you know, because you're like singing your heart out or dancing or you're like, come on, guys. Yeah. And they're just like
looking at you. Yeah. Just sucks.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh. But hey, you got to pay your dues. You got to keep moving.
What about it? Like a meet and greet? Because those are the worst. The meet and greets. Have you ever bombed where you like just start blushing? Like you just want those fans to get away from you because you embarrassed yourself?
Oh,
I feel like
actually,
Mike's been thrown out of
meet
and greets.
No.
That was a very specific question. He's like, does that ever happen to you?
No, actually.
What do you have to say about the people being thrown out?
No, actually, no. There hasn't ever been. Well, I've been attacked on stage where like
what?
Fans would come and pull me.
Were they wearing corduroy pants?
In fact, hold on. You do look pretty familiar, my friend. And then when we were in Mexico and Brazil, they took my backpack and tried to like take me down. There's a video on YouTube.
Jesus.
But for me, obviously I don't condone that, but what I'm saying is for me, I know it comes from a good place. They just love you so much. Obviously I don't want someone to crash the stage because that, you know, that's dangerous for everyone. But I know it comes from a good place.
Right.
And it's just because they're so passionate. But of course I would prefer not to be yanked.
Sure. No, I mean I know. Yeah, none of us wanna, but that's insane.
I know what you're thinking. Never mind. Maybe I missed that one. Sorry.
No. It's okay.
Just made it awkward.
It's okay. No. Are you kidding me? Stretch the foot out. Whatever you need to do. Kick your heels off. Whatever you need to do. So
I have shorts under, by the way, guys. So
So do I.
Let me know.
FYI, Lululemons.
Oh yes.
So now, you know, you're on to the solo career. You got a whole new, you know, lease on life with things, with the songs. So what do you think, you know, moving forward into like this new world, like, do you even want to be as successful as you were with Fifth Harmony, or do you like getting to that level of success? How did you feel when you were up there? Did you like it or did you not like it?
You know what? For me, I will say this. I had a conversation the other day because it's a shame to me. It's a shame that I couldn't have enjoyed it more.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the horrible things that were going on behind right. the scenes.
Sure.
I look back now, we're still relevant to this day.
Yes.
We have not been a girl group since the beginning of 2018. May 2018 was our last show.
Yes.
So it makes me sad that, you know, I couldn't have really enjoyed it. Some moments, yes, of course, traveling the world, meeting new people. I met people who changed my life.
Sure.
And I was able to see the world and have some, you know.
Yeah.
Such awesome memories. But to me, that is very sad. So I don't know how to really answer that. But what I know is that, yes, I mean, I would love to, you know, in a way have that success, but in my own version.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like what I'm doing now, I feel so much more fulfilled and happier than I've ever been. I can really say that, and of course, like in a respectful way, and I hope people know that I'm coming from a place of that just was my experience, you know.
Yeah.
And I have so many more goals and stuff, but I've been able in my solo career to travel the world.
Oh my God.
To perform in front of so many different stages and people and thousands of people. And I started my solo tour before the pandemic hit, you know, and I know I'll be able to do that again. You know, we're beginning to see that light at the end of a very dark and sad tunnel. But yeah, I just have so many more dreams in my heart and things I want to do.
You know what you need on your solo tour to open up the shows? Comedy. That's what you need.
Wait, that's kind of a genius idea.
Genius.
Like I'm being serious because
absolutely.
I mean, of course I always want to give an artist, you know, a platform, but
I mean, let's
you
be loose
be like
on the artist with me here, you know, artist.
But yeah. You, I mean,
how much fun would we have?
We would have so much fun. I feel like we would tear up the town.
We'd tear up the town.
And bus.
I would do comedy up.
The tour bus.
Yeah, it'd be great. Because here's the thing is no matter what, even if you felt like you had a bad show, it will never be worse than my set. I'll do all the bombing up front for you. I mean, I will get out there and start dividing the audience in any way I can.
Oh my God. Maybe it's not such a good idea. Yeah, so I'm just
it would
kidding.
Be, it would be, dude, could you imagine me opening? That would be,
I'd film
you
want to
talk
minute.
About Chrissy YouTubes? That you want to talk about somebody getting yanked off stage? That would be yanked me opening up the Ally Brooks show.
I'd be like, guys, he was just a fan who just came on stage. Sorry, guys. I don't know who that was. I'm just
yeah, yeah, seriously.
I've been using Buffy. It's my comforter. I'm telling you, the thing about Buffy is it's made 100% entirely from eucalyptus fiber, okay? They make freaking bed sheets and bed comforters from koala food. So you know that it's going to be comfy, wumpy, and it's not going to give you chlamydia like a koala bear will. But it won't prevent you from getting chlamydia either. What I'm trying to say is the couple of times I've dealt with chlamydia, Buffy comforters have helped me deal with it. So I'm telling you, if you want a comfy, wumpy comforter, then you got to go with Buffy. No more night sweats. It's. I'm telling you, it's getting hot out right now. This is going to keep you cool. It's 100% plant design for everybody who's a vegan. You can, you know, whatever. We got, plant design. It's breathable, and it keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot. And that's a good point. That's very true, because I've been sleeping with it. The air conditioner busted out the other night, and I didn't wake up in a night sweat. And Vinny's 9 months pregnant. She might be 10 months pregnant at this point. She's not even having night sweats. She's sleeping with, she's sleeping with just that comforter on, and she's feeling good. I can't tell you how many times, you know, the comforters would be on the floor, the other comforters, because it would be too hot. But not with Buffy. So you can try a comforter in your own bed for free. And if you don't love it, you return it at no cost. That's what I like about these people, Buffy the Vampire Slayers. They're Buffy the Bed Slayers, is because they let you try it for free, and then if you don't love it, you return it at no cost. So it's really like no harm, no foul. And you're going to get $20 off your Buffy comforter. All you got to do is visit Buffy.co, not com, not cum, Buffy.co, Buffy.co, and enter Chrissy Chaos, Chrissy Chaos. That's Chrissy Chaos is the promo code. Buffy.co, Buffy.co. Enter code Chrissy Chaos, ChrissyChaos, and go get a comforter. If you don't like it, you can send it back, and you're going to get $20 off. It's soft. It's comfortable. You're not going to sweat in it. I love it. I sleep naked every night in the Buffy comforter. I was sleeping naked the other night, and my mother-in-law came in and saw me butt naked in the comforter and said, I can't believe my daughter has sex with you. You have no penis. Anything Ray J does, I support, okay? And that includes Raycon earbuds. Raycon earbuds, I'm not wearing them right now, but I use them to exercise and walk around with. They're the best earbuds I've ever had. First of all, you know, they fit right in your ear. They're wireless. I never have an issue with them, okay? They're built to go wherever you go. They're quick. They're quick and comfortable. They got cool colors. I mean, anything Ray J does is going to be cool. Customized gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. I got weird-shaped ears. Oh, every other earpod always falls out of my ears. Not Raycon. They're snug right in my ear. They fit everybody, and they look great. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of the other premium audio brands. That's true. These things are freaking pretty cheap, but they're solid. Okay, so here we're gonna, and it's gonna get even cheaper if you listen to me. All you got to do is go to buyraycon.com/chaos. You're gonna get 15%. You're off your entire Raycon order, 50% off the whole order. And it's such a good deal, you're going to want to grab a pair and a spare just in case you lose it, because those little fucking suckers are slippery, slippery little suckers. Julia Roberts voice, Pretty Woman. So get two pairs, 50% off at buyraycon.com/chaos. That's buyraycon.com/chaos. 15% off your first order. You're going to love it.
Did you ever go on Ellen?
We did.
Is she a monster?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm kidding. You don't have to answer that. Me and Ellen have the same haircut.
One thing Chris always says is, do you agree with this at all, that besides 3 hours of the day, Drake lives like everyone else?
Yes, that's what we think about. So what we think about is this, is people at like high levels, like a Drake.
Like a Drake.
Even where you ladies were at, all these people, like most of your day is pretty normal. You get up, you brush your teeth, you make breakfast, you do whatever. It's just a couple of hours of your day that are sensational, performing in the arena and doing all these things and talking to the press. But the majority of your day is relatively normal at the highest level, right? Mm. Like we think Drake just, you know, sits there. He just, you know, he just does the things that he needs to do. And a couple of moments of his day are amazing. But majority of the day, it's just like us. He's sitting around on his phone, you know, just flies around. Yeah. He's just in a private jet. I'm on the middle seat United. But other than that, you know, I'm serious. Like, for the most part, it's like,
I mean,
like, you're normal. Like, you were just in, you know, you were in whatever you're doing. You're in a hotel. You're in a nice place. But most, you still got to get up. You got to make your food. You got to, you know, call your parents. Not much changes, right?
You're right. Yeah, I think so.
That's a lie. So she's saying, no, you peasant scum. Okay? I was doing arenas all over the world where you were doing the Maui taco, you fucking asswipe. When is the podcast over? Did you see that answer? She was like,
no,
can we have security remove him? Well, I'll have you know, Allie, I farted deep in your couch and you're never going to be able to get it out.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much. I literally, you know, you have a point there. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, I mean.
Most of it's just, you know.
Drake's in his jet and all, but.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he sleeps on a pillow just like the rest of us.
Sleeps like a pillow just like the rest of us, and you know, and we're all going to die. He's going to die. Like we all are going to die, you know. Who would you, if you were going to be a Spice Girl, who would you be though?
I need to tell you. Tell me. So we have met Mel B before.
Oh my God.
And I met, I was doing, you could pull it up. Actually, you should pull it up.
Pull it up.
Allie Brooke.
Not pull it out. Pull it up.
Oh my God.
Jesus, pimp.
Ears closed.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. pull up Allie Brooke, Dancing with the Stars, Spice Girls.
Dancing with the Stars, Allie Brooke, Spice Girls. Let's pull it up.
Let's see if it's there.
It's got to be there. So imagine we get flagged for this. Oh, it's freaking Allie's on the show and we still get demonetized for the show. Is it up there?
Is it up there? Oh, wait, the fourth one. So right there. So I did basically, it was Girl Group Night. That's
Dancing
me.
The Stars with
wait,
Sasha the Hottie.
That's it. Wait, they cut out the dance.
The scumbags.
Anyways.
How far did you make That's it crazy. In Dancing with the Stars?
The finale, I got third place, baby.
Who beat you? Who won? Who won?
It was Hannah Brown of The Bachelor, and then who was second? It was Kel. I love Kel Mitchell.
Kel from Kenan and Kel?
Oh,
you let
heck
Kel
yeah.
beat you? Good burger?
Yeah, what? I did. He's such a beautiful person. I freaking love Kel. That's my boy. God bless you, Kel. I love you.
He's in the show.
He's going to be on my podcast.
Kel's going to be on your podcast?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, my
awesome.
God. He's Kel. The best, no, dude. Kel's awesome. So, oh, wow. That's...
Oh, I'm sorry. What I was going to say was yes. We did a Spice Girls dance, and she gave me a shout out, and I got to meet her because I happened to be performing at Disney
Mel B.
for the Christmas. Excuse me. We met Mel B. another time, but Baby Spice,
Baby
Emma Bunton,
Spice.
Was the one who gave yes. me a shout out, and then I met her at Disney World because I happened to be performing there
wow. too,
for a Christmas special. So it was I was
yeah
dying.
Because you
I love the Spice
because you could not many people in this world can even understand the Spice Girls, but you're someone in a. You can understand what they had. It's very similar
yeah.
stuff. Wow.
Yes. I really hoped, like, I remember coming back from, even before we made it to the live shows, or no, before we went to the live shows,
yeah.
I remember doing so much research on Spice Girls.
Yes.
I said, I hope Fifth Harmony's like Spice Girls. I hope we can be like Spice
yes.
Girls.
Yes. I know. Sporty Spice. And my favorite was Sporty
yes,
Spice.
Yes, we love
I love
Sporty.
People don't talk about Sporty Spice anymore. What's Sporty Spice?
Emma. That's Emma.
Oh, you know them all by name?
Yes, I love the Spice Girls.
I mean, are we going to FaceTime the Spice Girls right now or what? Are we? Could you
that
imagine Spice, Christy insane. Chaos? You saw an episode one day, Christy Chaos featuring the Spice Girls?
That would be pretty
That
fire.
Would be epic.
Yes.
First of all, Allie, I feel like, and I said this on your show, which, by the way, thank you for having me on the Allie Brooks Show. Go check that out. Podcast is out, available wherever you get your potty waddies. I told you, love the energy, the vibe, everything great. Feel like we're friends legitimately
legit.
For life now.
Legit, for real.
If you ever decide to get married one day, I will be at your wedding.
Thank you. That's awesome. That's really
anybody
sweet.
Anybody tries to raise their hand to object, they're going to get their hands fucking broken by me. I will not let
yes.
anybody object at your wedding.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm
going to
come. We're going to have tamales. We're going to have flan.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, babe.
Yes. We're going to have
so
a lot
well.
Of Mexican dishes. I'm
yes,
going to,
you are.
Yeah. I'm probably going to have a diarrhea episode at some point and clog the toilet because I know Mexican people like to get married in their house. So
I'm done with you.
I'm
going to
be
I'm
at the
done.
Wedding in your house and it's going to be amazing. It's beautiful. No, listen, I know what the Latinas, my girlfriend tries to get married and she's like, where do you want to get married? She's like, why don't we just do it right here? I'm like, we live in a 3-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. She's like, yeah, but it has a really long hallway that we could walk out. I'm like, we're not getting married in
yes,
an apartment.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Yes. The
rule of thumb is to do what the queen says.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it looks like you're
listen,
getting married in your apartment.
Pimp's been living with us for 2 months. He knows that I get bitched out every single
yes,
day. The queen, I do whatever that woman wants because I am scared of her and I'm looking in the camera for help. Kidding. No, I love you. Listen, this has been great. We've already taken up so much of your time and we like to just end the podcast with just one question for the guests.
Oh, God.
Just look at the camera.
Oh, God.
Who are you voting for 2024? Allie Brooke, everybody. Follow her on Instagram. At Allie Brooke on Instagram, Twitter, everything. Your new album's coming out. Absolutely. We love you. Fucking Kel Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah, I love you, Kel Mitchell. Shout out Good Burger.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back on the road doing stand-up. Go to chrisdcomedy.com. Check the website. See if your city's on there. We got a lot of shows sold out. We're adding a lot of shows. I appreciate the fan support so much. That's chrisdcomedy.com.